Migos rapper Takeoff shot dead at 28. Taylor Swift announces the Eras Tour. And no, Drake is not on the cover of Vogue. It's Tuesday, November 1st, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Takeoff, a member of the rap trio Migos, was shot and killed in Houston early Tuesday. According to TMZ, the 28-year-old was gunned down shortly after 2:30 a.m. at 810 Billiards and Bowling, Houston. We're told Takeoff and Quavo were there playing dice when an altercation broke out, and that's when someone opened fire, shooting Takeoff, either in the head or near his head, the website reported. He was pronounced dead on the scene. Houston police confirmed that the victim was a black male in his 20s and that he was shot in the head or neck. In a tweet on Tuesday morning, police said that they will not identify the victim until his family is notified and ID is verified by Harris County Institute of Forensic Sciences. Two other victims were taken to the hospital in private vehicles. In graphic video clip shared on social media, Quavo, who was not injured, is seen desperately trying to help Takeoff, who is his nephew. The third member of Migos, Offset, is Takeoff's cousin. Takeoff, whose real name is Kershnik Kari Ball, began rapping with Quavo and Offset in 2008. In addition to four studio albums with Migos, he released the solo album The Last Rocket in 2018, as well as the EP Culture 3, Takeoff's Way, last year. He also had collaborated with artists like Lil Wayne, Pop Smoke, DJ Khaled, and Roddy Ricch. On social media, fans and famous friends of Takeoff are expressing their shock and grief and paying tribute to the rapper. Taylor Swift on Tuesday announced that she is setting out on tour next year, but so far no shows outside the US have been announced. I'm enchanted to announce my next tour, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, a journey through the musical eras of my career past and present, the singer shared on social media. The first leg of the tour will be in stadiums across the US with international dates to be announced as soon as we can. Swift will kick things off in Glendale, Arizona on March 18th and hit 19 more cities before August 5th. Opening acts will include Paramore, Biba Doobie, Phoebe Bridgers, Girl in Red, Muna, Haim, Gayle, Gracie Abrams, and Owen. Feeling like the luckiest person alive to get to take these brilliant artists out on tour with me, Swift wrote. I can't wait to see you. It's been a long time coming. Swift teased a tour and an appearance last week on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. I think I should do it, she said. I should do it. When it's time, we'll do it. Swift, who released Midnights last month, said she misses touring. The singer was last on the road for 2018's Reputation Stadium Tour, which included two nights at Toronto's Rogers Centre. Drake hyped his forthcoming album with 21 Savage this week by posting a fake Vogue cover with the two rap stars. Me and my brother on newsstands tomorrow, Drake captioned the image. He thanked editor-in-chief Anna Ventura for the love and support on this historic moment, and then plugged the November 4th release of Her Loss. While some fans and a few lazy media folks celebrated the cover boys, it was obvious to most that it was a fake. Drake and 21 Savage were merely photoshopped on the October issue of Vogue, which featured actress Jennifer Lawrence. The faux Vogue cover is a wink at a line in Jimmy Cook's, the Honestly Nevermind single featuring Drake featuring 21 Savage, in which the Canadian formerly known as Degrassi's Jimmy Brooke raps, "Bitch, don't tell me that you're a model if you ain't been in Vogue." Her Last was due to drop last Friday, but got bumped for a week, reportedly because Canadian producer Noah 40 Shabib got COVID-19 while putting the finishing touches on the album. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.